This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
On your mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. Hi, folks. I'm Scott Hennon. Welcome to the program, 800-228-0550. I have a question for our audience today, and Manny and Kevin and Todd, you can all weigh in on this as well, if you'd like. But I was at the truck stop in Steele, North Dakota, recently, and I don't often stop there, but when I do... Well, I was going to say, I would tell you the name of the place, but we only mentioned places that advertise, so we'll kind of keep that one between us for right now. But because most of the stops I would make, obviously, unless it's some sort of emergency, I got to fill up, would be one of our fine sponsors, as a matter of fact. We always appreciate that. In fact, we're going to be at the PetroServe USA location coming up in, a couple times here as we get into the spring and summer, so... I'll be listening for more details. That beautiful location in Valley City. They're having their official grand opening coming up very soon. But that's a great stop because they have burgers there that are to die for. I don't know if you know that or not, but the burgers that, and a burger is the kind of thing that'll get me to stop. You know, I'll stop for rather than, you know, more traditional. You're on the run, you fill up, but you get a really good burger. You know, anyway, that's a whole nother show. But this was at the truck stop in Steele, and I was there with Steve Hallstrom. And I he was driving and I was in the passenger seat and a fella came up to him, from the driver's side. He was parked, you know, next to him the other way with the, you know, getting gas, trying to get gas. And the fella didn't have money for gas. And, he said he had a son that was in the hospital, a son that had been in a coma in Florida and then recently transferred up to the hospital in Bismarck, Mandan. And he was just, you know, in a bad spot. Needed to get there and didn't have the money for gas. And said, hey, I don't want you to give me money. I'm asking to borrow it. You give me your address, write it down, give me a card. I'll send you anything. And Steve Ulster, my partner, he's a business partner. He's a very, he's a godly man. He's a good guy, has a big heart. But I could see him struggling a little bit. You know, he pulled on his billfold and it just was like, what do I do here? And he opened his billfold. I can see it. The other fella can't. But he said, you know, all I have is bigger bills. And he said, I'll run in and get you change. I'll get you change. The gentleman that wanted some gas money. I'll go in and get change, bring it back. Don't worry about a bigger bill. I mean, he is answering every objection, every concern, and to me, across the way, pretty authentic in the fact that this guy is down on his luck, and he's just doing everything in his power to say, can I please borrow some money for gas? So I told Steve, I said, give him a 20, I'll split it with you, and give me your business card. We'll just use this as a little experiment. I didn't say that then, but I mean, I just, give him a 20. You know, I'll split it with you, is what I said. He gave him a 20. Guys, thank you very much. You know, do you have a business card? I'll send you the thing. First question for our panel here, and then I want to ask the audience. Will that individual send the $20 back? Kevin?
I'm going to vote. I didn't meet him. I didn't, but I'm gonna say yes, he will.
Todd?
I'm going to keep my faith.
Todd, do you think he sends the...
Given all that, I'm thinking, yeah, because nobody jumps, you know, through that many hoops that doesn't have any intention of maybe it'll be a while, maybe you'll see it a piece at a time. But, yeah, I think ultimately, yeah.
Manny, what do you think?
Sure.
I thought we'd have one pessimist in the group because, you know, I have other people that I've run that by say no chance you're ever getting that back. And, it probably was immediately used at the closest liquor store. Now, I don't know when people ask whether they need what they say they need. Do you guys ever give money to the people with the cardboard signs who say, you know,
nope.
Well, what's the difference?
I view those guys as panhandlers. Some of them are professional panhandlers.
Well, what was this guy?
That scenario to me sounded more kind of, oh man, sincere and desperate. Exactly, Todd. Yeah.
I detected that as well in him, but I don't know. He could be a really good salesman. I remember we were downtown for a WCHA Fire 5. You're no kidding.
Yeah.
A hockey event downtown St. Paul, and we had all the kids there. And this was a number of years ago, so, you know, they would have been, I don't think high school yet, but junior high to elementary school. And we were walking between St. Paul Civic Center and St. Paul Hotel, and some people come up, and I'm telling the sob story I got I need train money, I've got to get that, you know, the whole thing.
Oh, sure.
The whole deal. And the kids, who normally would be saying, Dad, you know, you're being scammed, they were like, please give him money, Dad, please give him money. Please. Meanwhile, we come back and they're saying the same thing. And this is the guy who had to catch the train in 20 minutes, right? So total scam. Total scam. So I don't take authenticity that I detect to mean automatically it's going to be the real deal.
Big difference between Steele, North Dakota at a truck stop in downtown St. Paul.
That's true. So the question for the audience, and this will get you one of our listeners that answers this question, either by text, and we don't normally do that, or by calling, we'll get a MyPillow today because we're in a MyPillow kind of mood. We still have another MyPillow to give away for a first-time caller, too. So if you are a first-time caller, pick up the phone, 258-0550-367-2054 to text me. That's my number to text me. Todd's is 226-8503, but to call us, 258-0550. Question is, what would you have done? In what I just described, somebody comes up to you, truck stop, Steele, North Dakota, I'm down on my luck, kid is in the hospital, was in a coma in Florida, and just got back, I got to get through, I don't have money for gas, I'll pay you back, I'll send it to you. What do you do? Do you give that person money? You heard my story, what would you have done? We have a generous bunch of people here, ladies and gentlemen. We have Todd, the radio god Mitchell, the co-host and czar of iHeartMedia. We have Kevin Flynn, the producer here.
Wait, of all of iHeartMedia, when did I get that promotion?
K-Fire, anyway. I don't know. I embellished.
Wow.
We have Uber producer, or rather engineer Manny. They all saying, yeah, I'd have done the same thing. Would you have done the same thing?
Gentleman just called, and he couldn't stay on the line. He had to get into a meeting, but he said he thinks it was a scam because the same guy was working a truck stop in just out of West Fargo, and he got hit by the same story. So he's going to try and call back after his meeting.
Interesting. Yeah. Alexandria, Minnesota. Jared in Lakes Country, what's up?
I would have probably gave him the money, too, I guess, but hard to tell. I was at a grocery store recently, and a guy in front of me using Wick for this or that, and he went through, and the peanut butter that he grabbed with his kid sitting in the cart, and he couldn't afford the peanut butter because Wick didn't cover that flavor. And so I just bought the peanut butter for him.
You are a good guy, Jared. You're a good guy. That's a nice thing to do. A lot of people would have started looking at different flavors of gum and trying to be distracted like you're not paying attention in the checkout lane there, you know. And you're saying, hey, let me buy this peanut butter. That's a good thing. You don't know was the problem and or the challenge, I guess. And so here's somebody, texter says, I would have put $20 in gas in his vehicle. That's another smart way to do it. Yeah. Jared, thanks for the call. Appreciate that. Devil's Lake. And speaking of the Lakes Country, we have a North Dakota Lakes Country caller. Gary, what's on your mind?
Oh, I think I would have given him the money, but one other thing is $20 isn't going to get him very far. Maybe you should have given him a little more.
You're calling me a tightwad? Is that what you're saying, Gary, or what?
Well, I'm not a tightwad, but $20 doesn't get you very far toward Florida.
Well, it was my partner's money. I just agreed to chip in on it. See, I told him, I said, "See, give him 20 and I'll split it with you." You know, I think right. He had, yeah.
I think if the guy was sincere, I think, you know, help your neighbor.
There's part of me right now, I can't explain why, I believe, especially after hearing what you just told me, Kevin, about the other guy said he got the same gig at a truck stop, that this guy is a entrepreneur that we gave money to.
Working I-94 corridor.
Yeah. That is
hire him then.
See how many suckers are out there. But for Lee's a first-time caller in Bismarck. Lee, what's on your mind?
Well, I don't think I would. If you want to give him some money, give him some money, but don't expect to get it back. You're not going to get it back. I think there's too much information in that he just wanted the money.
Yeah, I don't think either of us expected to get it back. I'm kind of curious. I'm kind of hopeful that he would do it, just as, you know, I have a little more faith in humanity there, but you're probably right. Lee, hang on. You're both a first-time caller and calling about my pillow question of the day. What would you have done? So hang on a sec, Lee. We'll get your information so we can get pillow ready for you in Bismarck there from Todd. Mike in Carrington, Jeff in Bismarck, Steve on the road, and Dennis at Pierce, South Dakota, coming up.
Every day, what's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Vince is here from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2. We're in the sauna section. Finleo, your sauna for life. What's that mean?
Well, that means that it's a Minnesota-based company, and it really, they'll be 100 years old in the next couple of years here, and they're made in Cokato, Minnesota. The nice thing with the sauna, there isn't just one to pick from. You can design it. You can build your own. You can do a custom cut. There's all different sizes and shapes. It's way easier than you think to own this.
And you're going to feel better for life.
It does some amazing things. Every time you sit in a sauna, it releases your body's natural endorphins. That's why you're going to get that runner high. It's addictive, but that also boosts your immune system. It increases your circulation. Here's a big one. You're sweating out toxins, and I've talked to farmers who have used, when they've used the sauna for the first time, what do you suppose it smells like in the sauna? Like Roundup or herbicides. It's the metals coming out of the body. Just think about that for a minute.
Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too. Tell them Scott sent you. Ace promo code gets you up to $2,000 off. Grand Forks, Fargo, Bismarck, Minot, now Devil's Lake too.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm North Dakota Soybean Council Director Joe Morgan of Castleton. As farmers prepare for another growing season, here are a few helpful fuel tips. First, tank maintenance is important. Water is the number one cause of diesel problems, leading to tank corrosion, bacteria and fungus, and icing in cold temps. Check your tanks for water before you get started. If water is found, have it removed. Keep your tank full to prevent excess air, which can lead to condensation and fuel degradation. Second, take advantage of biodiesel. Made from soybeans and other plant oils, it provides lubricity, higher cetane, and it's renewable. Biodiesel blends up to 20% can be used in any diesel engine. Ask for a B20 blend for your next on-farm fuel delivery. For questions about diesel and biodiesel, call the Diesel Helpline at 800-929-3437 or visit ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
When you're smiling, when you're smiling, the whole world smiles with you.
Come on, big smile now!
When you're laughing.
Oh, laugh a little, chuckle along.
When you're laughing.
Make fun of me if you need to, it's okay. Bring it on.
Shining through.
Fake news! Fake news!
When
yeah!
You're crying.
That makes you smile, makes me smile. Especially when Donald Trump says it. You know, Actually, what makes me cry is fake news. I was on a panel yesterday. The whole thing's on our Facebook page if you want to watch it. But basically sandwiched between a lot of liberals. And when I said this, the following statement, their hair immediately lit on fire. I've never seen anything like it in my life. It was just like an inferno in this Menard Hall, room 230 of NDSU. I said, and I quote, "The biggest victim of fake news on the planet is Donald Trump." Oh, my gosh, an inferno right there. Their hair went on fire. It was. I don't even know how that happens. This has got to be science project or something. And it's absolutely incredible. We love your calls. Our friends at Delta help us celebrate you. And by the way, if you're in the oil and gas industry and you have a need for setting up the rig, getting to go to work, turnkey well sites, they do everything. So whatever, you call them, push the easy button. Flow lines, pump jacks, conditioning modules, modular skids, tank batteries, I mean even temporary flaring services. DeltaConstructors.net with details, or call Eric now, 406-250-8151, 406-250-8151. Call Delta first. Delta Constructors, one call does it all. The names, you know, the big names in the industry, they definitely call Delta first. Back to the phones here, 258-0550. My pillow question of the day, what would you do? Somebody comes up at a gas station. Hey, my son's in the hospital. I need money. I'll send you money. Trust me, I'll send you money. Can you please, anything you can do. It doesn't matter, whatever it is. 1-5, I'll go get your change. If you got 20, you want to break it, and want to do 2-10s, whatever you need, I'll do it. What would you do? When we were there, gave up a 20. But it prompted an interesting conversation. Mike in Carrickton, what would you do?
Hello.
Mike, how are you?
Yeah, I'm doing all right.
Good, sir. What would you do?
I'd probably give him a 20.
Do you think the story's legit?
No way of telling, but possibly.
You don't want to guess, though. You're just going to be. You're going to be someone that errs on the side of, I helped somebody out, whether it was a true story or not.
Yeah. I'm easy.
Good for you, Mike. Appreciate that very much. Steve on the road, what would you do?
Hey, Scott. You know, based on your discussion, I would probably give the money. It sounds like he had a viable story, but I would be skeptical. If he was polite and respectful, whether it was completely truthful or not, whatever he did with the money, I wouldn't know or care. When I run into situations like that, or the times that I give people money is usually unsolicited, based on observation. You know, you're at a wherever it is. I remember one time I was traveling in Europe. There were 4 or 5 kids from Canada. They had the backpacks and they're standing outside the Louvre Museum, and they were putting their money together basically to afford, you know, see if they could afford whether or not to go into the museum. And I had been in Germany and had a whole pocket full of this pre-Euro marks, you know, and they add up really fast. They're, you know, because coins are worth more money, like Canada. And I wasn't going back to Germany, and I just walked up to them and I said, "Are you guys going to Germany?" And I said, "Do you want some German money?" I just gave them a couple handfuls of German coins. Well, you'd thought I'd given them gold bullion, you know. They were it was one of those, you know, summer travel deals, and I'm sure they were down to their last, you know, whatever dollars, and they were.
Good for you. Good for you. I love these stories. I love the generosity of folks. Wally in Valentine, Nebraska. How about you? What would you do?
Yeah, I think you did the right thing to give them to him. I'm a God-fearing man, and when these things happen, I get a direct idea of what I should give, and I know if they do it, I just do it with no questions asked. If they want my address and say they're going to send it, that's fine, but my job is to make sure that they get it, and if that's not legitimate, I'm not guilty of giving to somebody that's lying to me. I'm hoping that maybe their life will change.
Incredible stories. I, how do you know? That's what I've really told myself before. How do you know? You don't know whether the story is legit or not, so why wouldn't you want to air? What if it is true? And what if you're in a position to help? So, you know.
That's right. Yep.
A couple bucks, 10 bucks, 5 bucks, you know, what the heck?
Sure. And I've always been blessed for having a good job and make good money. So I figured, well, I might as well share it because I'm not into being rich.
Love the story. Can't take it with you.
That's right. Yeah.
That's the only thing you can take with you.
Yeah.
The only thing you can take with you is what you give away.
Well, that's right. You betcha. And I do appreciate your show. I listen to it every day. I'm actually from Fort Yates originally, and I've been in Ballantyne, Nebraska for the last 45 or 50 years since I graduated. And so I turn on your show every day when I travel.
Well, it's kind of you. We appreciate that. We don't hear from Nebraskans a lot. Every once in a while we do, but when we
right.
do, we love it. So thank you. I appreciate that.
You betcha, and thank you much.
Nice talking to you. Dickinson, Arliss, you're next. Arliss?
Hello. Hi, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. And you?
Wonderful. It's Friday.
Yay. I think I probably would call the local authorities because, like other people have said, $20 isn't going to get him too far. And if he's authentic, he wouldn't mind because there's people that will help in emergency situations like that to get them back faster. So if I would call the local authorities to see if they could help him out.
Yeah, all right. So your point is local, if he genuinely is in some measure needed, it'd be better to connect him with some help.
Yeah.
Yeah, you don't mean local authorities as in, hey, he's panhandling and he shouldn't be at a truck stop. You mean get him some help.
No, absolutely not. Just if he's in that dire of need, you know, hook him up with somebody that can get him back faster. And
appreciate
if he's legit, if he's legit, he'll stick around, so...
Yeah, good point. If he truly needs help. Arliss, thanks. If Texter says, if he had a picture of his child, I'd probably give him some cash. So you want to trust but verify on that story, huh? Is it worse to get taken or refuse a person who may be truly in need, says another. We can't discern their heart. Only God can, and our job is to be aware of God's sightings in our day. Small amounts of money won't get the guy very far, so he'd have to ask again. Small amounts would be more likely to be given. I'd buy the gas versus give the money. Another said, at least this guy is begging face-to-face. The government takes us, gives us a story and then just takes what they want to give to the entrepreneurs. Government just takes it. At least this guy's asking. Another says, something like this happened to me at Menards recently. He said his wife needed to get to Billings to see a specialist, so I asked him, why did he drive here since his plate's from Montana? After a mumbling response, he changed his story to an unforeseen breakdown. After asking him where he was getting the car fixed, he said, Billings. So I said, 2 for 1, huh? I did end up giving him $5 for the good excuses. You're messing with the panhandler, but still giving the money in the end. Terry says, no dough. You got scammed. How about that? More coming up on What's On Your Mind.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hi, I'm Mark Wagner from India Estate Services, and I have been blown away by your response from my ads. So I have a brand new offer for the next 10 callers, and we'll make sure you keep your family farm land in the family, protected against the in-laws, outlaws, and nursing homes, and keeping your assets preserved against probate court and public record. I help families in North Dakota, South Dakota, and Minnesota protect, preserve, and pass on your estate, making a difficult transition easy. When that time comes, we'll make sure that we leave your assets to your loved ones on your terms and that you don't leave behind family fighting and hurt feelings. I have a special discount if you're one of my next 10 callers from this ad. Call or text me. That's Mark at 701-318-0908. That's 701-318-0908. Thank you.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
You make me feel so young. You make me feel so spring has sprung. And every time I see you grin, I'm such a happy individual.
I saw you in a Watford City. That job fair was pretty incredible, with 70-plus employers and all the wonderful opportunities, veterans there with a special preference. And for all the folks that were there, I hope you had a chance to look around a little bit and see the wonderful community that is Watford City and McKenzie County, and think about, boy, that could be my house. I could live over there in that town home. That apartment's beautiful. It's brand new. Look at this high school. Look at this Rough Rider Center. Look at these restaurants. Look at all the things going. JL Beers downtown and the Outlaws and the Stone Home Brewery is fantastic. Going to be in Bismarck at the First International Bank and Trust location there, too. So many things going on. So many things going on. It's really darn cool. And, of course, don't forget the Teddy Roosevelt National Park and that North Unit and the incredible view that there as well. So it really is something. Coming up here in Saturday, as a matter of fact, the Rough Rider Center, they're doing that Lifelight Festival. This is a really neat deal. All the local churches came together and sponsored this, and it's motocross and skateboard and BMX, and they're bringing in some big-time names doing this. So that's all tomorrow at the Rough Rider Center. A lot going on in the beautiful city of Watford City. Hope you're there. Hope you take it in. Earlier, we had some of the press coverage from Jeff Sessions, the Attorney General, who was in North Dakota to announce some major initiatives related to new tools to go after criminals, not only in the United States, but overseas when they bring fentanyl and opioids and other drugs here, Canada specifically, China specifically, and some things announced there. We're going to chat with the Attorney General in an exclusive interview before the end of the program to talk a little bit about some other things related to that can be done on this issue. So we'll do that before we end. But in the meantime, we have a MyPillow question of the day. What would you do? Just talking about folks that come up and ask for money. Give you a particular scenario of one that happened in Steele, North Dakota, the truck stop there. And interestingly enough, the very story I told you that he gave us about son in the hospital, son recently in a coma in Florida, and now he's here and I need money. I'll take a five, I'll take a ten, I'll do change for you, I'll send it back to you. Exact same story happened with someone that ran into someone in West Fargo. So, you know, was it a scam? What do you do? Do you give it? Do you not? Vast majority of you have said give it, even whether or not you believe it's a legitimate story. So, interesting take on all of that. Jim in Fargo, what's yours?
Yeah, I've got a few things to comment. I guess I always feel like you got to use some discernment, and you know, some people are scammers, but I'd rather err on the side most of the time of giving, and I certainly wouldn't want anything back. I don't even think of paying me back. We want to give for just giving. But I'll never forget a time that a guy was flying. He called it flying a sign. He's a professional. I wouldn't call him professional. He was a homeless guy. Professionally, he hadn't had a roof over his head in many years. He had a sign. This was in Fargo years ago. His name was Wolford Durstein, and he had a sign that said, you know, we'll work, you know, and God bless. So I picked him up. I said, it was late in the day. I said, so you mean what you say on that sign? Both things, willing to work and, you know, God bless too. I said, do you really mean that? I ended up putting that guy to work till like 10 o'clock that night, and he ended up coming to work for me. And it was a total blessing to help this guy, because he ended up reciprocating. He was willing to work, and he had a big knife wound in his face. He stayed at the New Life Center. As what happened there, a big, huge patch on his face. He's, ah, yeah, this guy, New Life Center, he shoved a knife through my, came from behind me and put a knife. It came right through his cheek, out his throat area. And he said, yeah, he was all messed up. Yeah, he was the happiest, the lucky guy. He's no animosity. Yeah, he's messed up. He had to figure the, I was the wrong guy. That's what the guy said. Anyway, he lived in a tent for a while he was working for this over in West Fargo. And, I ended up helping him eventually get an apartment. He said, Jim, this is a, he got a phone number, a phone in the phone book. And he said, look at that, Jim. I am somebody. He hadn't had his name in a phone book in, you know, 20 years. And I went on a trip and came back. He fell off the wagon and that all fell apart. But it was, you know, you just never know what it might lead to. You know, I'd rather buy somebody a bus ticket or pay for a hotel room and put gas in the car than just give them cash, make sure it goes to the need. But I don't want to be insensitive and have a quench the, I don't want to harden my heart, so to speak, over worrying that I'm being taken advantage of. I'd rather err on the side of giving.
But did if Jesus had, we'd all be in pretty tough shape, right? I mean, because he just sort of kept, you just kind of have that unending mercy, right? And you're always there. I mean, that's the teaching of it. So, I mean, that's what you did. That's what you displayed in what you did for him. That's such a neat story, especially the phone book part of that. And also that you feel like you got blessings out of it. And he did actually want to work, and he had tough luck. You know what I think the what I hear when I heard you tell a story about him, you coming back from a trip and him falling off. You know, I don't believe that we do a good enough job of recognizing that when somebody is addicted to, in this case, whatever he was the alcohol he was addicted to, he fell off the wagon. You said it was.
And while I was around, I was almost like his conscience. You know, in other words, he didn't. He bought my kids Christmas presents. He was the most giving person. I took him to church, and he would love to sing. You know, and he, you know, and I don't know. And sometimes too, I think giving when I'm in need is when I get blessed the most. When I'm in my own need, and I still reach in. That's when I feel like I get blessed the most.
That's definitely the idea. But in my mind, that gentleman you encountered had a disease, not unlike someone that had cancer. And if you'd seen someone say, holding a sign saying, I have cancer and I need help, but I want to work, of course you'd help him, right? You'd go out of your way to say, my gosh, poor guy's got cancer. He needs to work. I'm going to help him out. He had the same thing as cancer, only it's called an addiction. And there's something in his brain that causes that is a flaw. No different than someone that gets a cell that ultimately becomes cancer and eats him up and needs chemo. And that's where I don't think we do a good enough job to say, look, let's fix what's in his brain so that he actually doesn't fall off that wagon and go back again and give him the kind of proper treatment. I think what we tend to do is say, come on, just get off the bottle. You can do it, because some people can, but not everybody can. Not everybody can. They have a disease. And this is, I think, the root cause of all this. But you know, you gave that fellow a chance to get it right. Unfortunately, it didn't work out. But where is he now? Do you know?
You know, it was really funny. We were in Florida one time, and there was this homeless rally. And I was on TV. I was watching, and I look. I said, "That is Wilford." and he was an outgoing, happy-go-lucky guy. But you know, when booze got a hold of him, he was a different person. And he was dry the whole time he was around me. So it was one of those things. And he, you know, he needed support around him, but. He called, you know, he called dumpster diving. He said, I eat really good. He goes to the back of the grocery stores. And, you know, he knew how to live on the road like that. In fact, he had a nickname amongst the homeless, Boxcar Willie. So, yeah.
Pretty unbelievable. Jim, thanks for sharing that story. Appreciate also, you know, I think the kindness that you gave to him, that's an inspiration to others. It's a little dangerous there, too, especially when you're talking about somebody alongside the road taking them in. Just don't know. You just don't know. I'm always much more cautious on those situations versus giving somebody money. I'm going to err on the side of giving money. I absolutely am. I have become very jaundiced about the people with signs because of the stories that are out there about how this is a total scam. That they just go from town to town, place to place, same sign. And I always look, and many of them have a smartphone. Well, if I'm, You know, down in my luck, I might have a flip phone. I might have one of those, throwaway track phones. But a flip phone,
you're sitting
there with
job.
You're sitting there with a $900 phone, you know. And I don't know. But you don't know. And great inspiration from folks today. Mike in Bismarck, you go ahead. You're next.
Yeah, this is Mike. Sarah, just when you start talking about this, I recognize something my dad told me about me. I'm 66 years old and retired. But he told me that in World War II, he was on a ship going over to Japan, and they dropped the bomb halfway over. And so his ship and the crew that he was with went over there as the occupational forces. And they spent 3 months in Japan. But people in Japan were scared to death of the Americans because what they heard about the Americans. But over a three-month period, they got to be friends, and my dad exchanged, and a lot of his buddies exchanged some American money for Japanese money, which wasn't worth a whole lot. But anyway, when they left, they were on the ship, and the Japanese people were on shore below the ship deck. And Dad said that he and all his buddies took their handfuls of Japanese money and just threw it to the Japanese people. And I don't think that's ever been told before, and I don't think I've never read a history about that. It was just a personal experience that my dad had, and I'm really proud of my dad for that.
You should be. It's a neat story. Yeah,
I'm very proud.
He gave money. He gave of himself, and then felt good enough. You knew about it. You to this day feel better about it. Think about the ripple effect over versus how much the monetary, value was there.
It's very valuable. My dad was a real inspiration to me, and I hope I'm the same with my boys.
Great story, Mike. Thanks for sharing it. Dan in Gettysburg, let's get you in here. South Dakota we go today. Nebraska we go. Minnesota. North Dakota. They're listening from all over the Northern Plains, and we love it. Go ahead, Dan.
Are you ready there?
Yeah. Yes, sir.
Yeah. Oh, just a response and scenario that comes to mind. Myself, I'm sure I'm behind, a lifetime behind, but that's okay. I'm blessed anyway. Okay, I don't know what I'd do in this situation because I think each time might ricochet different. But the story I heard was the guy needs a change for the medical bill, and so the man said, "Well, I've got the same problem. I keep my small change, and at the end of the month, we collect that and use it to pay our health insurance premium." Pass it on.
Pass it on as in pass on the idea or give them just to
get a job.
You're talking about a budget lesson, what you're doing. You're using as a, and
that's what's wrong. That's the total picture.
Yeah, true. Although as somebody that is, for whatever, series of events, consequences, ends up in a tough spot, that doesn't help them at that moment, but it sure helps for the long term if they'll listen to it. If they're looking for it, that's what you just don't have the benefit. You don't have the benefit of knowing which ones are true, which one are not. You know, interesting point though, Dan. Thank you. Marcy on the road. Quickly, go ahead.
Yeah, just a quick thought, I guess. Did it occur to you to just call the hospital and see if his son was in the hospital?
Yeah, we were in a super hurry, actually, and that was one of the things. It was just like no time to do that. I'd love to do that when you have a little more time. Say, okay, bud, come here. Let's sit down over here. Now, help me. Walk me through everything. He was in Florida. Now he's here. What hospital? Give me a name, and you'd probably quickly find out if they go away or not. I like Marcy. Trust but verify. Trust but verify. We got to get to this Sessions interview, too. More coming up. Don't go away.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
This life full of moments, big moments, small moments, and life's in-between moments. It's about missing out on nothing and celebrating everything. It's how we at First International Bank and Trust live first. and have been for over 100 years. We help dreams come true, one customer, one moment at a time. First International Bank and Trust. Live first. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Hello, I'm Jim at IndyFlagPoleGuy.com. I encourage you to demonstrate your allegiance to America by displaying the American colors. Enemies, foreign and domestic, do not rest, and neither will Old Glory, as it flies freely at your home and business. Freedom, as displayed in our Constitution and sacrificed by our fallen, continually are under assault. Fight back. Install a flagpole. Call Jim at 701-571-FLAG or email Jim at IndyFlagPoleGuy.com. And thank you.
I'm Elise Pucklich of Pucklich Chevrolet in Bismarck. And when we say you drive, we'll ride with you, we mean we'll be with you every step of the way. For over 34 years, we've known the sale of a vehicle is the first step in making you a customer for life. We're family-owned and operated, and we care about our community and the people who live here. So experience the difference a car dealer can make at Pucklich Chevrolet in Bismarck, where customer satisfaction is our number one priority.
Being equipped for tomorrow starts today. Buy now to save on the New Holland equipment you need from your local Northern Region New Holland dealer. You can take advantage of 0% financing plus cashback options on select New Holland tractors, hay, and harvesting equipment. This is a limited time offer, so don't wait. Stop by your local Northern Region New Holland dealer today to see how much you could save. For commercial use only, customer participation subject to credit qualification and CNH Industrial Capital America LLC approval. Standard terms, conditions, and other restrictions apply. Down payment may be required.
Many medicines used to treat colds and flu contain acetaminophen, a pain reliever and fever reducer found in hundreds of over-the-counter and prescription medicines. But taking too much or more than one medication containing acetaminophen per day can damage your liver. So always read the label and don't take acetaminophen if you drink three or more alcoholic drinks every day. To learn more, visit fda.gov/OTC pain info. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Food and Drug Administration.
Don't become dependent on the medical system. Get and stay healthy naturally with Extendivite. Metals in the liver cause peroxides to get dumped into the bloodstream. Peroxides do more damage than free radicals to the arteries, and the LDL has no protection from peroxides, causing the LDL to get stuck in the arteries, creating a potential blockage. Extendivite slowly chelates the metals away from the liver so it can dispose of what was meant to be a harmless process, peroxide. Extendivite's seven herbs has a job to strengthen the organs and circulatory highway. Can you afford a heart attack? Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Come fly with me, let's fly away. If you can use some exotic booze, there's a bar in far Bombay. Come fly with me, let's fly away.
Which we'll do. I'll save the interview with Jeff Sessions until Monday, and then we'll play the whole thing. We have also Chris Myers on Monday, so you can hear both as part of the program on Monday, okay? If you want to hear it before then, we'll have it posted on the Facebook page. And most of the news was obviously in the press conference, which we took earlier. The conversations we had with him was more about what should we do different? Law enforcement locally is saying we need more treatment centers. We need more things geared towards addiction. Treatment doesn't do it. He argued with me, treatment isn't as important as prevention. And he's not wrong. Prevention is pretty important because you don't need treatment if you get to prevention. But obviously the train's left that station in a lot of ways as well. So we'll save that just because we have more calls than we have time for. A text that I haven't gotten to. And we want to try and give you a chance to weigh in on this fun little question today. And one other story I direct you at, if you haven't seen it yet, it's on a different topic, but I have it on my Facebook page. And I also have a question up there on what more could be done. What more could be done on this issue that we have some answers on from the announcement today with Attorney General Jeff Sessions. But the story I put up was a Fox News story about a photo of praying students. Students were out for a prom, and they were praying, and somebody took a photo of it. They're holding hands. They're saying a prayer. And you can't even believe the hatred this photo has inspired. Now, I don't know why we wouldn't celebrate kids praying. I mean, that was the saddest thing I've ever seen to say. What? Somebody's mad about that? What? If I pray, who does that hurt? How does that hurt you if I pray? In my mind, I'm seeing some kids who were raised well. I'm thinking, thank you. They're saying, thanks, God, for this meal. What? How does that hurt anybody? Why would anyone criticize them for it? It is from a very radical, very dangerous, in my view, angry left. Now, they've succeeded in taking God out of schools, out of public squares. You got an entire political party that actually booed God at a political convention. Do you remember that? Who boos God? This is a radically dangerous position and viewpoint for many, 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 many reasons. For them personally, and in my mind as a mood in the country. And I hope it's a political loser, too. But that's a story I wanted to talk about today. I didn't get a chance to get to. Check it out and let me know what you think. Okay? Meanwhile, on our MyPillow question of the day, somebody in Fargo in this segment is going to win a MyPillow because we did tell you, if you gave us your comment on this question, what would you do? We'll find a winner before we're done here. So let's go first to Keith on the road. You've been waiting the longest. Tell me what's on your mind. Keith.
Good morning, Scott. I think I was listening just out of Bismarck. We're on CFYR. But we're headed for Fargo, but we travel this lake quite often because our son lives out at Bismarck. And that same story happened to us, or happened to me, I guess, when we stopped at a truck stop in Jamestown. And we normally stop for fuel somewhere, either Medina or Jamestown, and also steel quite often. But I think that for some reason that story was the same story that was used, that I heard in Jamestown. But anyway, this is the first time I've ever called, Scott, but I normally chat with you in the parking lot at the Ralph.
Well, the Ralph Engelstad Arena, one of my favorite places on earth. There's no sense chatting there now. There's no hockey going on, but soon and very soon, this fall, we'll crank up another season, right?
Yeah. I'm your parking lot guy up there.
You are. I love it. That's beautiful. Well, I love everybody that has anything to do with that marvelous facility.
And I always talk to Darren at the games when he comes. We've been working there quite often.
That's awesome, Keith. I appreciate you calling, and thank you also for letting me know that I've been scammed, it sounds like.
Well, I guess I would be inclined to make sure and go in and make sure he gets gas in his car and then pay for it inside.
I wonder what happens when you do that. I'd love to know what happens when you do that. So if we'd have just said, fine, I'll go in and let's put that towards the I don't know. If you got the same story in Jamestown, a caller earlier got the same story in West Fargo. I got the same story in Steele this week. Something's rotten in Denmark. I'm with you on that. Ivan in Jamestown, let's get to you. You're on What's on Your Mind.
Yes, I've been approached by panhandlers before. They come up to me, ask for money, give me a sob story, and then usually what I'll do is I'll listen, I say it, and then I'll tell them, I was going to ask you for money, but now, I need money because if you don't give me money, my 5 ex-wives and 35 children will have to eat gruel for supper tonight. When they hear my sob story, then many times they'll just break down and offer me money, which
I love it, Ivan. Julie in Fargo, your take quick. Go ahead.
Okay, I'll be quick, Scott. I travel the roads quite a bit, and I've been hit up and steal before as well, but it was $20, and maybe you did a good thing. I just wanted to share a heartwarming story. I was in Bismarck filling up for gas, and there was a guy looked down on his luck on a bike. Didn't ask for money. I just walked up to him and gave him $20. It was like Jesus had spoke to my heart, right? So then the next day, our adult son was with me, and the next day, he came home, and he and his friend had been out.
Hey, Julie, I am just dying to know the end of the story, but we're up against the break. Hang on. I've got a MyPillow for you, so I'll get your name from Manny, and we'll get the rest of the story. Hang tight. Don't go away. Hang on.
Here with a very special invite for you to see the most beautiful spot in North Dakota, the Teddy Roosevelt National Park North Unit near Watford City, North Dakota. I tell you what, folks, this view is unlike any you've seen in our great state. I'm not kidding. It's one of the many reasons I love Watford City. There's so much to do, there's so much to see, and there's great places to stay. And we have a very special offer just for our What's on Your Mind listeners. Stay at the Roosevelt Inn and Suites, the Watford, the Little Missouri Inn and Suites, Teddy's Presidential Suites, or the Mainstay Suites for 10% off your best night's stay. A great price. Just use the promo code BESTOFTHEWEST, and we'll give you a coupon book for all kinds of things. Free ice cream, range balls at Fox Hills, and floral arrangements, and appetizers, and even a certificate for a great deal at a Japanese steakhouse and sushi bar, the Tokyo. You'll love it. That and more. So much to do, so much to see in Watford City, North Dakota. And the Best of the West deal. 10% off your stay, plus a great coupon book.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.